Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Well, how are you doing, Jacqueline? It's been a couple of weeks since we were able to get together and do the show.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of weeks.
All that traveling, that's what takes us away.
At least I got to see you, which was such a great thing.
It was wonderful down in Florida. Saw my clients, saw children, grandchildren, and I am going to be a great grandmother. How wonderful is that?
That is so awesome. Congratulations.
We had a nice gathering and stuff for my granddaughter Shayna and her boyfriend Greg and stuff at my son's house down. It was wonderful. You know, all the family was there, and oh, it was just great to be with them again. And all their mini pets.
The animal family that you are.
Yes. I think everybody in my family has multiple pets. But it's all good. So we have these eclipses going on, and I figure people are, you know, inquiring minds want to know. We just had one, and now we're going to have another one here pretty soon coming up. So it's very interesting.
This was a pretty intense one.
The one
you know, being in Scorpio. No, the
yes.
one that we just had.
Oh, I thought so, too. I think they're both intense in different ways. But that's just me.
I think the other one's going to be enlightening and awakening is the way I'd put that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what you think about that?
Well, you see, at that point in time, we're going from Scorpio to Gemini. So here again with this eclipse that we had, a lot of people turned inward on this one and were very, non-understanding of the physical world at that point in time. And here we have certain things going on like the Mercury retrograde, which doesn't help it in any way, shape, or form. But with the new moon and the whole thing going on with that, that's going to be really more open. At least people are going to know where something's coming from at that point in time, and it opens a door of new ideas, new beginnings with the thoughts that you have looked at in the past with this last full moon.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Well, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what people are going to do, because I really feel this retrograde Jupiter in Gemini is kind of like a slow-moving Mercury retrograde.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, all right, enough already.
We have till the end of January before that one goes.
I know. But it's okay. It's all good. It's great for reunions and people getting together over the holidays, so that's awesome, I think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, again, it the is. Communications really open up to a new beginning, which I think is really an awesome time for a lot of people to get things out. And I really feel that this last solar eclipse was really for letting go, getting rid of the old stuff, letting things, you know, don't let it bother you, let it go.
Exactly. You know, they're all saying you can't push the river, it flows by itself. Get in there and start swimming.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a number of callers already waiting for us tonight, Jacqueline. I think that's kind of nice. I mean, I was sad to be away, but I guess I'm being welcomed back by what I'm seeing in the queue tonight. And hopefully
you're
we'll be
well
able to give them some insights. Well, let's take our first caller. You'll never guess who it is.
Oh, let me be psychic here. It's Danielle.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hanging in
a little bit.
Hey, Jackie. My back's hurting because of these squares, but...
Tell the exciting news since the last time you spoke to us.
I don't have any. Oh, I got a new apartment.
Yeah, she moved.
Great.
She has her own sacred space.
For that.
She has a new sacred space now.
Yeah.
Real good timing for that.
So So what special question did you have for us tonight, Danielle?
I was just going to ask, what do you feel the most important information I need to know?
Well, you know, I took a look at your chart, and the first thing that stood out, which is usually what I start talking about in anybody's chart, is this Uranus, your natal Uranus, conjunct the Sun. Okay? And of course, being in Scorpio. And here, right now, it's really highlighting some real enlightening and awakening things for you that are going to transform and change your life. And it's more because Mercury's trailing it and kind of hanging on with it with the North Node. It's really making you have a thought process change. And one of the things that I like about it, you started talking about that you just moved, is because really that space that you just moved to really helps you, because all of this is in your fourth house of the home. It really helps you to really think what you need to get rid of and allow your mind to be much more opened and much more enlightened about what's best for you and what's not best for you. So I think you have some really good times coming. When this new moon comes up in Gemini, I think you're going to take some action.
Okay.
Yeehaw. Well, what I want to mention to you, and we discussed this a little bit when I last spoke with you on Friday, is Mars, of course, is at the very beginning of Capricorn, and it's squaring your Jupiter and your Saturn, and you have been having a lot of lower back issues, and Libra does rule the lumbar spine, okay? Now, with Mars exalted in Capricorn, what's happening here, because it's angling off with Jupiter first, so you have to redetermine that which prospers you. How do you qualify your blessings? And then Saturn follows. And Mars is going to be squaring Saturn over the next few days, which means what are you willing to commit yourself to? So first you need to look at what it is you really want. What is the greatest gift that you could ask from above for? And then say, am I willing to commit to that and keep my plan and create a strategy? Because your body is trying to tell you to slow down and consider. And I think that's kind of what's going on. So I just wanted to tell you that again after looking at it again tonight on the screen, because you know, sometimes things just pop in my head. You know how I am.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Okay, awesome.
And awesome. Oh, we're so glad you called in, as always.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, God bless.
Okay.
Such a darling.
She is. She's a sweetheart. She has some good stuff coming to her.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, so she was shining pretty brightly when we had our tarot share group last week.
All right. Good.
All right, I have another local caller to the area. Here's a Virginia area code. Let's see what's up with them.
Hello.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I'd like to get some insight on relationship. I'm not in a relationship now, but... if there's anything in the horizon.
What's your name?
What's your birthday?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Janice. And my birthday is 6/30/63.
And what time were you born?
I'm sorry?
And what time were you born?
Oh, 7:57 p.m.
Ooh, I love those exact birth times.
And what city were you born in?
Royal Oak, Michigan.
Royal Oak? Why would you ever leave? Where do you live now?
I live in Roanoke now.
Yeah, with me. I live in Roanoke.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what the future holds. Ooh, relationships. Around
again,
the holidays, everyone wants to have love.
I know, it's probably the most asked question. if career, you know, career shows up more strongly, I mean, I'm fine with that too. But.
Well, and I understand, a Cancer Sun in the seventh house, of course, one-to-one relationships are crucially important to you. Yeah.
You
know, so, you know, I can truly understand that. But you also have a Venus in Gemini, so you have to understand that you have this duality with it.
Yep, I sure do.
And what I'm going to tell you is very much with your love life, you need to live in the now and live in the moment, not overanalyze things too much. You have a Mercury in Gemini and you have a Mars in Virgo, and that tends to be a little more analytical than feeling for that little Cancer baby that you are. So here again, what I'm going to do is tell you to get out of that. Go with the feeling and just really feel instead of trying to analyze your love life.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand it that way? You have a very strong intuitive ability.
Yeah.
I really
Go ahead.
I really think that embracing intimacy on a level without fear and without anxiety is what you're supposed to be seeking at this time. And I agree with Jacqueline, to embrace relationships as they come your way, whether they're friends, whether they're potential romantic partners, whether they're circumstances, people that you're meeting through your work right now, to really look into people. You know, in your Roanoke chart, you have Uranus, Pluto, Mars, and the part of Fortune, all in Virgo in your 8th house of perceptions. So for you to
what does that mean?
The energy of talking to someone, to really look into them. I say, and then what did you do then? And where did you come from? What were you thinking? And what are you doing for Christmas? You know, this kind of energy to really kind of, as she said, get into the moment and develop the relationships that are around you right now in a way where you get into a new rhythm with it, is what I'm seeing between now and June of next year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What do you do for work?
Are you planning?
Oh, I'm sorry, that was too fast.
I was going to say, are you planning on changing jobs here in the near future?
There's an echo. You'll have to pardon me if I keep saying excuse me, but there's an echo, Jacqueline, on your call, so I'm trying to hear you correctly. Can you repeat the question?
I'm sorry about that. We have a difficulty with the echo. Are you planning on changing jobs or careers anytime in the near future?
I'm in a transition now, and I'm not working for someone. I'm trying to start my own business or trying to get a job that'll help me survive until I can get it started. So I guess I'm in the middle of a transition.
It should be. Pluto's opposing you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And
okay.
It's all about empowerment right now. And and like I said, that's why with the people that you're interviewing with or the people that you're in contact with right now, be very, very present. Let them know that they're talking to someone who is very, very intelligent, very analytical, and very conscientious, because that's where your power is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of business did you want to start?
Well, I have jewelry online, jewelry, but it's also gemstones and gemstone readings, and it's a spiritual aspect of, and unfortunately, you know, I have a blog and I do have an online shop and it has the word goddess in it, and so I think I've lost a couple interviews. I haven't even gotten some interviews, like when I'm interviewing for shops that are already up and running. And for some reason, I don't know whether it's they Google my name and they see that goddess thing and they get scared away, or I don't know. I'm hoping that something will come along that will be able to support me a little bit more.
I understand. And right now, again, you do have an awful lot of squares to your 8th house, which just means, again, you do need some money to get through this.
Yeah.
But I really think that, again, sometimes it's better to keep, you know, your personal stuff separate and use a fictitious name or another name rather than things that you're doing on a spiritual path, just because there are people out there that do make judgments.
Yeah, it's
unfortunate but true, and we all know it. So, and you know, like I said, it's okay, but you know, you have all these Scorpio planets transiting your 10th house right now. So I really think, as far as you being able to get some that can secure you, with Mercury retrograde, even if you've applied to places before, I'm going to encourage you to do it again or check in with people you've applied to before during this cycle. And something's going to come through to help you through this time, and then to just really develop what you really want to do, because we're in a segment of time right now where following your heart and your heart's desire, far as what you really want to give to the public as a gift, which is what you're trying to do with your jewelry, the doors will open for you. Just take a deep breath and try again. With the Mercury retrograde, you might find that people that passed you by before are willing to embrace you now.
Oh, okay. All right. Great.
Okay.
You took my thing, Aphrodite. That's what I was going to
tell
her.
Well, we thank you so much for calling in and keep us posted.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. You're welcome. Have a great night.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Wow.
I love it when we see the exact same thing and here you just put it out there exactly what I was going to say. I just love that.
I do too. I know, I miss being around you all the time, like we were both down in Florida all the time, but life takes you away.
It's always an adventure.
The next person's from your area, Cody. You ready?
All right.
Good evening.
Hello.
This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hi, my name is Tony. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio, and my question is about career work. Wanted to see what you guys thought for me in the future.
What's your birthday?
September 14th, 1967, at 7:47 a.m. in Odessa, Russia, Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Or Russia. I'm not sure which way.
It's under Ukraine.
Okay.
And what year were you born? I missed that part.
67.
What a good year.
And he relocated outside of Cleveland, huh?
A few stops along the way.
Hey, it's a great place. I love Cleveland.
You're from there, huh?
Mayfield Heights. Mayfield Heights. I know where it is. I live in Paintsville part of the year.
Okay, I've worked out there.
The question is mostly about career. Is that right?
That's correct.
What do you do for a living now?
I am a machinist, a specific type, a Swiss machinist.
Wow. You're very psychic when you're dealing with that, aren't you?
Natural
talent. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
So it's a totally different look from where you were born to where you live now. So you have a totally different lifestyle.
Yeah, I was four when my family took off. I've lived in Cleveland since 79, so I'm pretty well acclimated.
It's a good area for you. You really settle into your home there. It's much more of a home feeling for you there. I like it a lot better. I never like to see all that 12th house stuff, like in your natal chart, to where you become more of a victim with all the 12th house stuff that you have when you were in Ukraine. So you wouldn't have served very well in the Ukraine, that's for sure. So you can do almost anything. You have this great mechanical mind.
Yeah, I guess I'm in the right field, machining. Just wanted to know if anything's going to be breaking with this eclipse, because I just started, I got notice of a new job right on the full moon on the 29th, and I started a week later, right on the Mercury retrograde.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I'm in line with planet movements.
Well, I think it's correcting some things from the past. I have to be honest with you. I do think you're moving in the right direction. I don't think this is your final destination.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay. I was kind of, you know, there is some conflicts there that you're going to have to stand your ground with, but it's a change for the better. And here again, I think you're moving in the right direction. I think it's correcting some things from the past, but I still think you're on the path, and I still think you haven't found the ideal career.
Career or company to work for in a slightly different position?
Yeah, because Mars just entered Capricorn yesterday. And it's too early to complement your Virgo planets that you have. But I have a feeling what's going to happen is you are going to end up with an ally in your current environment which is going to help you to get through this and learn some important things and make some important connections over the next 7 weeks. So I'm going to encourage you to ride the train and to be very respectful of everyone you come in contact with and let the people that want to be in a position of power show them respect, and I think ultimately this particular position is going to end up paying off, but in a new space. I think this is going to make you feel a little claustrophobic at first, but I think that it's going to, I want it to increase your instinct for the next opportunity and just put you in the right place at the right time.
Gotcha.
All right, then.
Go ahead.
No, that's all.
There's something that's kind of going on that's interesting. There's a company that I've been interested in, Swagelok, and it's a large company that I've made parts for from the various jobs I've had. Now, the machine that I run is a pretty specific type of machine that Swagelok did not have. They just started getting into it. The company that I'm working for now that I just started with, two or three of the top guys that are there just came over from Swagelok about 6 months ago, a programmer and the head of operations. So I'm thinking there's some kind of connection to Swagelok within that little circle, if I'm not mistaken.
And again, because Jupiter is retrograde in Gemini right now, for these twin companies to kind of conjoin right now, it's still retrograde until the last week of January. Now, this transit with Mars in Capricorn is going to give you the toolbox you need to work effectively with the merger or how they're envisioning their future. Because apparently they're looking to expand in a new way, okay? And it's probably multinational. In other words, there's going to be more than one country involved with this. So my feeling is for you to be there at the appropriate time and have familiarity with some of the components that are collecting together, it's going to end up serving you in the end. I don't know if you'll end up staying exactly where you are with this. You could end up moving on or moving up. But I feel that everything is in so much flux right now, it's just important for you to deliver what you've promised, treat everyone with respect, and see what happens at the end of January, first part of February, because I think that's when all the doors start to open up.
Okay. Great.
I'll say this too, because I know you're making judgments at this point in time of trying to make this goal to work for this particular company. And I really have to stress with you to live in the present and live in the now and be open to all possibilities because that may not be your best opportunity. Sometimes you might find an opportunity in an unusual place that might be greater.
Okay. I will take your advice.
Well, we're glad you called in tonight, Tommy.
Thank you very much, Tony.
You have
Thanks.
A wonderful
Tony.
Night.
Thanks. Good night.
Bye-bye. All these gifted people, you know, that come to us. It's just amazing. So you're ready for the next caller?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hello?
Hello? This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. There's a really bad echo on your line.
Oh, I thought it was on your line.
No, it's been there since the beginning of the show.
We had problems with it before, and we can't resolve it. We've talked to people, and we're just trying to tough through tonight.
Okay.
If your phone is close to the computer, can you just move it away a little bit?
My computer is about 25 miles away from me right now.
Okay, then. Let me try moving mine away. How's that sound?
What's that?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but there's still an echo.
Yeah. Well, what's your name?
My name is Allison. My birth date is March 15th, 1957, 11:48 a.m., Berkeley, California.
And what year were you born?
1957.
And where do you live now?
Colorado.
Where in Colorado?
In the Denver area.
Denver! Cold country.
Yep.
And what question did you have for us tonight?
Also work and in finances. I do astrology, by the way, so you can be very, you can talk shop with me.
Awesome. We love that.
Me too. And just for the record, the caller who just began that job on the Mercury retrograde, he can kiss that job goodbye in about 3-6 months. It will be. I'm a very Mercury retrograde affinity related person. I can tell you story after story after story of Mercury retrograde and projects started on them, especially jobs. They go down the toilet, pronto. So that guy should keep on looking for a job, is what I'm saying. He ain't going to like what he gets. Ain't going to work out.
I saw a change coming for him in early February. I believe you're right.
Although I know I'm right, because this is sort of my area of expertise in astrology, one of them anyway.
All right.
I just wanted to put that out there for the benefit of that fellow, if he's still listening, and for anybody else who just likes to learn about Mercury retrograde.
We appreciate that.
Sure.
So your basic question was about what, opportunity?
Employment, yeah. I'm at a stage where I'm no longer at my last job and I want to move in a different direction, but I certainly don't want to do it during Mercury retrograde. I don't want to commit to anything. So I'm really needing to get back to work, though, probably at the very end of the month.
Exactly. And what kind of job were you looking to create?
I would like to be back in my career.
What'd you do for a living?
Well, I haven't been in my career for about 10 years, and there's not much opportunity where I live. So what I'd like to do and what I can do are really different questions.
Well, what did you do for a living?
I used to do a lot of writing, editing, proofreading, anything to do with the written word. My degree and background is in journalism, but I don't want to continue in newspapers. I want to veer off into something else.
Everything in your Denver chart indicates to me that you need to be writing more internet, international, metaphysics, spirituality, self-help, healing, all the above.
No. Yeah, I know that. I've looked at that chart, but you know what? If there's no opening, there's no opening.
Well, maybe some of you create yourself with your own spiritual gifts.
Oh, I've been working on that for 5 years, honey.
Since you know your chart so well and you know about your Mars and Taurus,
yep.
And the South Node passing over it again, okay, at
yep.
this point in time, transiting over it
yep.
again this time,
yep.
your desire for the physical and physically looking out here for it is not the direction to go. You have a Mercury in Pisces, a Pisces sun and a Venus in Pisces. Not only is that, you have Vesta and Juno there, okay? And with that type of aspect, if you dream it, it'll come. You just want that physical confirmation, and you have to wait for it, okay? Here again, this is a chart of a creature in any way, shape, or form. It goes straight to it. It's totally spiritual. You have the Leo moon along with the Mercury in Pisces.
I've been waiting for it for 8 years.
I would work on it. Because, again, here is that lack of faith, that doubt that you have that's causing you to have the problem that is occurring.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch any of that.
Okay. The problem that you're having is the physical effect here. You're looking for the physical proof. Your nodes are passing over each other, which means you're readdressing old issues from the past of your own self-worth. And here again, I think whether you do communications through a paper, internet, or anywhere else, you have to do that writing and speaking out. It's to your greatest advantage.
You know what? I made a very interesting contact with a person several days ago that takes me into a very different line of work. I'm not going to say what it is. I'm not going to say anything about it other than the fact that it's very exciting to me. It's not related to my career, but it's something that I resonate with, and I'm not going to pursue it until after Mercury retrograde, obviously.
I totally agree. You've got a lineup of trines going to all your Pisces planets right now with the Mercury retrograde. So for you to rest on this and meditate on this and investigate this is exactly the way to go.
After Mercury turns
direct. Because you're still your best.
After Mercury turns direct.
Yeah, wait till Mercury gets out of its shadow on the 13th of December is my advice. It's going to be in its shadow until the day that Uranus goes direct. So if I were you, I would hold off to the 13th of December.
Well, I got to find something between now and then.
Well, again, temporary decisions are good right now during a retrograde. You don't want to make a permanent one. You know that.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Yeah, and I really want to say to the guy who called before, he'd advice of Mercury retrograde, keep on looking for a job because it ain't going to work out for that guy who started a job on Mercury on that day. I have stories. I wish I could tell him. I wish him the best, but keep looking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, see you
later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
See, I really think that maybe she should be putting her astrology out there more, but she seems to be like moving in another direction.
Yes, she does.
But, you know, again, I think some people can deal with this all day long and some people can't. And like I said, you know, she really wants to be more creative, I think, with all that Pisces, too. And
yes,
like
I
you,
agree.
You're very creative with your astrology, the way that you do it, Jacqueline, because you teach classes, you know, you do seminars, you do all kinds of workshops, plus you do different kinds of readings and stuff because you have a very strong Pisces influence in your chart. So I can understand. See, you have mastered the art in that way.
I I never say I'm a master at anything.
Well, again, a master is always the student as well. We know that. I like the whole teaching and learning simultaneous thing myself.
I love it.
I love it. All right, you ready for the next one?
All right.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Well, first let me tell you, ladies, as usual, your show is excellent.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
I would like to know if you'd take a look at my chart and see what's going on. There's so much going on. I don't even know where to start.
Oh, boy. Okay. Sure we will. What's your name?
Mary Lee.
And what's your birthday?
May 24th, 1945. It's 4:38 p.m. Daylight saving time. It should come up
city?
Like 2240 Libra rising.
And what city were you born in?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. You still live there?
I do.
Wow, the Windy City.
It certainly is.
Especially lately, I'm sure. My goodness, all the storms and things. Goodness.
Don't you just
Gemini
hate how this
really
must be retrograding and messing up Skype and
yeah.
Oh.
And plus Jupiter retrograde in your sign too, hon. It's been rough.
Yeah.
Yep. But that's okay because you can handle it.
I can.
Now I'm getting wartime on my system. Is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Daylight saving
okay.
time. So
okay.
It comes when you adjust
the
3 hours.
You gave me the degree of
2240 Libra.
I got 2241. Beautiful. Okay, great. Thanks, hon. Okay. That early Gemini energy in your eighth house. I have all my Gemini planets in my eighth house, too. All right. Let's take a look. You're supposed to be going through some incredible psychological epiphanies. Did you know that?
No.
No. Jupiter's sitting right on Uranus and Gemini in your eighth house. And because of that, now, are you psychic?
I am.
Have you been doing channeling of different kinds before?
I am. That's what I do, actually, for a living.
Because the Uranian forces right now, you're looking at really contacting some incredible avatars here. You basically need to basically bump it up a notch. You need to be dealing with some of the archangels. Have you been?
I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
But that's where it's coming in. That's where it's all coming in.
Right, yes, it is. It's very true.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
But I am
right
an actual angel visionary.
And what's happening here is that you're supposed to be translating and transcribing this information.
Uh-huh.
That is really your focus, no matter what you're doing to make money. Okay? And I'm telling you this because some things in life come and go, and other things are eternal. And what you can translate and transcribe right now is something that you need to do no matter what else is going on in your life. And I say that knowing it's hard out there right now, but I really feel it that strongly just looking at your chart. But let's get Jacqueline's take on this thing.
When you say that, do you mean write about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you see, Jacqueline? We lose her?
I don't hear her.
I don't
is she Skyping in?
I think I got
no.
her. Hold on.
No.
We lost her. Let me get her back.
Okay.
Are you there?
Jacqueline? I'm here.
Did we just
can
lose
you hear
you?
Me now?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Did you hear what I said? Maybe
I heard
not.
What you said. I tried to talk, but I couldn't talk.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to take a look.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know either, but, you know, it's Mercury retrograde, so anything can happen on computer or on the phone.
How true.
Absolutely. I do agree with Aphrodite of the writing at this point in time, and I really think that this is an ideal time for you she talked about this epiphany, and there's a whole opening that's coming up, and really it's to communicate out to the world, and it's a great thing. It's not only for communicating out in the world, but it's also for realigning your life, okay? You really learn the balance of your emotions through your thoughts through this whole process. So I'm really excited about it, and I think this is the ideal time for you. And I'm not saying make a career out of this, but what I am saying is that there's really an opening here to bring something really great to the world. And I don't think you're going to be writing books for the rest of your life, but I think this is really a good thing. Okay. And I'll say this about your financial situation. It always comes through.
It's very true. It gets down to the wire.
And often at the last moment, but it always comes through.
Well, thank goodness that eclipse is trying in my midheaven right now, so it's helped out.
Hallelujah. Yes, I agree.
And here again, that's not where your focus should be.
I was just a little concerned about that Saturn opposing my, I mean the Pluto opposing my Saturn for so long.
Well, actually, it can be very empowering because you have to remember, too, that Saturn in your ninth house is all about you being a spiritual teacher, okay, and kindness to everyone. Everyone is a child of God, and everyone is your child because of that, okay? So Pluto's trying to move you in here and empower you. Pluto being in Capricorn, it's a time to create hard copy. I don't care if you put it on a CD. I don't care if you write it and have it published in hard copy. But I just feel that whatever you are going to be writing and working with right now, metaphysically speaking, it is going to matter to a lot of people. And that's what I see. Oppositions to me attract. They can repel. There may be opportunities you won't want to take. Say, for instance, you write a book and you go to a couple of publishers, and one of them, you feel like they're just like leading you on, walk away. Go to somebody else, and they're like, wow, we can do this, okay? So there's bound to be a mixture because these are planets of process. They're not planets of event. But the interesting thing is that Mars just entered Capricorn yesterday, and it's connecting with Pluto over the next 10 days, okay? And Mars is a planet of event. So for you to say, okay, I am the person chosen to deliver this message from on high, and I dedicate myself to that, even though I'm doing other things to keep my life in the world going. Because then it's almost like everything will fall into place, and you will be totally supported as you go through this passage. And that's how.
Well, I have to tell you, you are fabulous. You are right on the money.
Great.
That's
well, we
exactly
want to know what happens.
I'm
you need
right
to keep
now.
In touch with us and let us know what's going on, because we're very much behind.
I certainly, lady. Like I said, keep up the great work. You're absolutely fabulous, and I'll tell all my people to make sure they listen to you.
Aw, thank you so
much.
We appreciate that. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you very much. Blessings to both of you.
Thank you. All right, good night. Wow, incredible good stuff going on there. I can just feel it vibrating through my whole body.
Oh, yeah, the enlightenment and awakenment that's going through her is just a phenomenal thing.
Oh, I know it. And it's so, to me, when I looked at it, because I have, you know, all of those Gemini planets and asteroids in my eighth house, sometimes that listening and being in the stillness, oh, I just love that.
This one needs to do that a lot.
Yep. Just turn down the roars of the world and be still. You know, it's hard to do right now for everyone I'm talking to. You know, we're living in times right now where everything's quickening and everyone's in a little bit of a panic about one thing or another. And it just seems like it's a bit an overload. But I think that Jupiter and Gemini energy has also been kind of fueling that fire, if you will.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But
and a lot of people are considering that this is a process. You know, a lot of the panic is because they're starting to see these changes and they're going, oh, you know, and getting nervous. But these changes are slow. These are big planets that we're dealing with at this point in time. And to remember that this is a process. and really that nothing's going to change all of a sudden at this point in time. It's just going to make these shifts.
Exactly. Are you ready for our next caller?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, Aphrodite. How's it going?
Great. How are you doing?
It's doing pretty good.
You're doing pretty good. I like to hear that part.
Young at heart.
Always young at heart. Did you hear earlier that I'm going to be a great grandmother?
Yes. Congratulations.
Isn't that fun?
You'll be busy.
Oh, yes. Always busy. Give us your birth date again, can you?
Yeah, it's March 24th, 1964.
And what time were you born?
11:54 p.m.
I remember that for some reason. And what city?
Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada.
Last time I talked to you, things were like had gone askew, right?
Yes, and it came in the flow again. So
awesome, awesome.
Yeah, what happened is when I last talked to you, I lost my job and just taking it easy.
I know it came kind of out of the blue. You were betrayed.
Yeah. And it actually is falling apart. It actually at the office right now. So I was talking to some other coworkers there. But anyhow, I got another job. I had a job interview on November 7th, and I got one. No, actually not November 7th. On November 14th, and I got the job confirmation on the 16th. So I'll be starting a new job.
So right after the solar eclipse, the whole energy kiss came to be wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And you know why it happened? Because the sun was sitting on your Neptune. So your dreams were illuminated as far as finding the employment that you needed because you didn't do anything wrong.
Right. That's right.
And plus, you know, Neptune's sitting right on your Saturn, too. Now, the job you're going to be taking on, is it more imaginative?
Yeah, it's actually more creative, actually. I'm actually making stuff, actually. Yeah,
I love
really
that for you. That's great.
Yeah.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree that it's a good thing. But we've had this conversation about Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I have to be honest with you, and again, I'm sure you heard it, that this is not. This won't be a permanent position either. You know, not saying I would still continue, not saying that it's going to end in February, but on the other circumstances, I do think this is a stepping stone. Okay, and I do think it's opening up some more creative talent of yours, which I really like, and I think that that's really where you should focus on, is that creative attribute to this. I think it really works well, but live in the moment and live in the now. Just because I say that this is a temporary position here, let it be, okay, and don't think about it that way. Look at what's being presented to you, because I think this is really the right direction for you to go. I just don't think that you're going to be able to predict how it's going to end up.
That's right.
Pluto is squaring your sun almost exactly right now. And because of that, anything you take on, anything that you commit to at this time is going to empower you. No matter whether it lasts for 6 months, a year, or two, because Pluto's planet process, you have to remember the last time that Pluto was in Capricorn was during the Revolutionary War in this country. That's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
You're going to be dealing with a lot of the energies here where you're going to be in a structure that supports you, but you, because of your Aries sun, you really have to be who you are. And for you to find a place that's established where you can be who you are and be your creative self, that is your quest. Mm-hmm. And time may stand between now and the ideal, but I think you're taking all the right steps.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes sense. Just confirmation.
Excellent. So what's shaky
yeah.
with your love life.
I don't have any love life right now.
You don't have a love life?
I don't have a love life right now.
Do you want one?
None.
Sure.
Sure.
Not until after the end of January.
Well, I have a feeling, though, that that's what's going to happen is you're going to reconnect with some people. They're going to line
yep.
you up at the end of January.
Mm. Should be interesting for next year for an Aries, I tell you. This year was pretty crazy and changing and stuff like that, too. So.
You have to remember, too, that you're born on the full moon. And because you're born on the full moon, you like to finish the things that you start.
Mm.
And sometimes you take a rest before you start something new. Especially when it comes to things around your domestic life and your romantic life.
Mm.
And that's okay.
It is.
Did you know you were born on a full moon?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you've got that beautiful Libra moon, which makes you very negotiable. And you've got Aries Sun, so you're very motivated. I mean, you know, you get the best of both worlds here.
Mm. Very interesting.
So because of that, air feeds fire. You're a self-feeder. You don't need a relationship, but of course you desire one. Most people do. But for the most part, you try to always get yourself straight before you start looking out there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you're getting there.
Thanks.
Pluto's in a T-square.
Be prepared for January.
Yep, because Pluto's in a T-square with you right now, so be prepared for January exactly.
Okay.
We're so glad you called in, Jay.
Hey, very welcome. It's always a pleasure talking to you both.
You have
Thank
a
you.
Stellar
Thank
night.
You.
God bless. Okay.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wow. He is such an amazing person.
Oh, I love the Aries. I'm always prejudiced towards the Aries.
Well, you know, it's weird because he had called in and we had done a reading and all of a sudden I could not access the screen. After he told me he lost his job, we were talking about that, and all of a sudden the whole system went down. I couldn't get on. I couldn't get anybody to come up. I was, like, stuck.
Wow.
So I just said, if you can hear the sound of my voice, I'm sorry, I cannot bring up your call. I have to just end this show. And I did. That was the night you couldn't be here. It was bizarre. Yep. Then, of course,
there's always a reason.
There's always a reason. We have one person who's been holding on for almost an hour. Let me grab them.
Okay.
Good evening. Thank you so much for holding. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your name? Hello? What's your
name? My name is Tony.
And what's your birthday?
11/13/75.
11/13?
Yes.
1975.
Correct.
And what time were you born?
7:45.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
And what city were you born in?
Boston, Texas.
Say that again?
Brownsville, Texas.
Brownsville, okay. Ah, there you are. Do you still live there?
No.
Where do you live now?
Harlingen.
Say that again?
Harlingen.
Harlington?
Harlingen.
Harlington.
H-A-R-L-I-N-G-E-N.
Got it. And what question did you have for us tonight?
Well, I wanted to see, as far as my love life, why it's been so not positive.
Are you involved in a relationship right now?
I was, but things are at standstill.
Good.
Do you know the birth date of this one?
No, I do not.
Well, what I can say about this is, as far as the transits at this point in time and what's going on with your love life at this point in time, I do feel that you're going through a long reevaluation on it right now. This is more of looking back or setting your personal values and beliefs more of what's right and wrong for you. And no matter what, no matter how it leads the relationship, but it's more of you to stand on your own personal values and beliefs at this point in time and reexamine where you are as far as your love life is concerned.
What I want to tell you is, in your chart where you live now, you have a lot of planets in Scorpio in your fifth house. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you're a very, very deep, very psychic person. And part of you is a little insecure because your Mars is in Cancer and it's fall. But a part of you also wants to have a certain level of independence. If
uh-huh.
somebody tries to control you, honey, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tries to put out all the rules of the relationship, that is
mm-hmm.
not where you need to be. You
mm-hmm.
need to be with someone who, like, where you can create an artistic tapestry together. You need someone that's really conjugal with you. And you're a very powerful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that reason, you need someone who can go toe-to-toe with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have a very, very deep sense of who you are. You have a very
mm-hmm.
strong sense of your own eternity. You like to have fun. You like
mm-hmm.
to have a nightlife, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you need
mm-hmm.
someone who's not going to be threatened by your social desires or your intensity as a woman.
Wow. You got it on the spot.
Yep. Because, you know, if someone tries to control you, they are barking up the wrong tree, honey, and you don't need them anyway.
That's pretty much the reason our relationship kind of went a little bit cold, because you didn't want me speaking to
males.
Any male friends
that's
or anything like that. He's trying to control me, and I'm like, oh, excuse me? No.
No way, Jose. No way.
You know, like, no, I don't think so.
You know, the weird thing with you is you're very passionate and you're very out there, and but you do want the romance, so you have to have
mm-hmm.
a man that trusts you. If you try and get involved with a man that doesn't, it will never work out.
I think he was very insecure, very jealous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it started off good, but then towards maybe like a couple of third week or so, that's when you started being more controlling, because he couldn't accept people coming up to me and I would introduce him, you know, and he didn't like that.
Hmm?
Not
well,
that I can
apparently
say.
He's just not as strong as you are, and so it would not last, because in the end,
mm-hmm.
you'd either be taking more responsibility or you'd end up being someone you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And that won't work for you. That will never
no,
work
I
for know. You.
No, I think for a minute there I was seeing something, I mean, someone that I was not.
I understand.
Yeah.
So I would move on and look for what you really desire. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, one thing, you know, I have to say about your love life is that you look at the potentials. You're such a wonderful, loving, caring creature. You see somebody and you look at the potential the person has. You don't look at where they're at right now today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy, he has some great potentials. I can tell you that. He'd be a wonderful guy. But where he's at today is not going to serve you in any way, shape, or form. And
mm-hmm.
so when you're looking for a relationship, don't look at the potential. Look at where they are today. Look at how willing they are to share a relationship with you, not control you. Because you're such a nice creature, you'll allow them. You're easygoing. You're flexible. If they like something, you'll go, yeah, okay, great, I'll do it. Just because
mm-hmm.
you like seeing them happy, you know. And so here again, you're more accommodating than the average person is. So don't look at the potentials, look at the reality. It has to be an equal relationship for you.
Yeah, I guess you're right. you're very much, both of you are correct about it. I was just surprised how things turned out, I guess.
Yes, but it's probably a blessing in disguise. So move on, move up, and thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. We're at the top of the hour. This has been the Illumination Station. We should tell people how they can get in touch with us, eh?
Yes.
Yes.
They can call me at 772-286-2720.
And I can be reached at 540-400-0110. Jack and I have been doing astrology in more years than we want to tell you.
Yeah.
And we're there for you. We do phone sessions. We do record our readings for you. And, of course, we're going to try and be here every weekend. We are probably going to be changing our programming to Sunday nights just because there's so much going on, usually in the fall and winter. And so we will keep you posted and put it out there on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. So stay tuned, and hopefully we'll be talking to you next week. We're probably looking at Sunday around 6 o'clock. In the meantime, have a very happy Thanksgiving. And remember, the attitude of gratitude vibrates throughout the greater universe.
Awesome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night.
Good night.